In rural towns across America, pulp and paper mills have long provided dependable, good-paying jobs. At its peak, the industry employed more than 700,000 people. But recent years have brought tough times. Plants are closing or cutting back, leaving many unemployed. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, the collapse is wrecking local economies.
Northern New York's mill towns have seen a string of disasters. Newton Falls and DeFerriat and Lyons Falls have closed for good, laying off more than 1,000 workers. International Paper announced last month that more than 225 jobs will be cut at its mill in Corinth. This week, a mill in Mechanicville sent 80 workers home for a six-week layoff. That same company, American Tissue, will lay off workers at its plant in Berlin, New Hampshire. John Brott is a spokesman for Finch Prine, a pulp and paper mill that shut down one of its machines in Glens Falls, New York.
The paper market has been severely depressed for some time now, and we were making more paper than we were selling on a daily basis.
The industry's collapse in northern New York is part of a painful trend that's affected towns across the country. No region has been spared, though some have been harder hit. Eight mills have closed near Kalamazoo, Michigan. In the last half decade, more than 60,000 jobs have been lost, a 10% decline. Robert LeBrum is with PACE, a union that represents 150,000 mill workers.
People are struggling with the feelings of, you know, job security and wondering, you know, how long is my job good for and am I going to be able to retire from here?
The damage caused by a mill closing is often more severe than other factory shutdowns because many of these plants sit in rural areas. Often, the pulp or paper mill offers the only high-paying jobs for miles around. This is Star Lake, New York, where trees crowd the quiet main street. A few hundred people live here, surrounded by miles of forests and rivers. The economy was derailed last year when the nearby Appleton paper mill laid off hundreds of workers.
People want to stay here because of the attractions of the town. It's safe, it's beautiful, it really is a good place to live.
Sue Avery is vice chair of the region's Economic Development Committee. When a plant shuts down in a remote area, she says, it's hard to attract new businesses.
People I know who have heard, they think, oh, that was such a wonderful place to come. I'm really sorry that everything is just closed and you're dead. And I said, well, actually, we're not. But I do think that's how we are perceived.
People in Star Lake fear a sort of domino effect. Businesses and restaurants say they have fewer customers. There are fewer kids in the public schools, which will likely mean teachers losing their jobs. And then there's the town hospital, built decades ago when the mill was running at full capacity. The smallest full-service hospital in New York State, it was built to handle major industrial accidents. Now, says head nurse Karen Todd, the nearest factory is hours away. The emergency room sits idle.
The use is down. Even at the highest census, we're probably only running 50%.
Town leaders have developed a plan to convert the hospital into a nursing home that could save 46 jobs. But even in towns where the local mill hasn't shut down, people are feeling the pinch. In Glens Falls, New York, Finch Prine's workers have rejected a tough new contract.
Healthcare, double time for Sundays, holiday pay. They want to cut back on their vacations. It's just too much at once.
Lab technician Dave Albert says mill management is just being greedy. 600 of Finch Prine's workers have been out on strike for nearly 2 months. The union says the new contract would cost each employee $10,000 a year. But the belt tightening may have more to do with the slumping economy. Retailers are buying fewer ads in newspapers and magazines. That means fewer pages and less demand for paper. Greg Fales is with Walden Mott, a company that tracks market trends in the pulp and paper industry.
Corporate earnings for 6 months are down 62%. Most of that is due to the economy. I mean, print advertising is down 12%. Overall paper consumption is down 5, 6, 7%.
International Paper posted a net loss of $313 million. Boise Cascade says its second quarter earnings plunged 36%. Willamette announced a 20% drop in its earnings. The glut of paper has been worsened by imports from overseas. Huge modern factories in Indonesia and Canada are pumping out high-grade paper. Mills in this country are older and less efficient, and they often pay more for raw materials. The situation has been worsened by the strong dollar, which has crushed American exports. labor and industry groups in this country have called on Congress to impose tariffs, hoping to slow the imports. So far, that hasn't happened. Instead, the tough competition has meant a wave of mergers and buyouts. And according to union spokesman Robert LeBrum, mill workers have simply lost out.
Some of these mills that are shutting down are corporate mergers where bigger companies like International Paper Company are merging or absorbing smaller companies and creating excess capacity within their own company, and therefore, you know, they're making some very difficult business decisions.
In the last 9 months, International Paper closed or downsized 7 mills, including plants in Arkansas and Alabama. Market watcher Greg Fales says the industry will start to recover in the next 2 years, but it's unlikely that shuttered plants will reopen.
Those mill sites that are now closed will disappear. The logic of a shutdown operation returning anytime in the future is, I cannot think of any reason why it wouldn't.
The old mills are too small and too remote, Fales says. Often they don't meet newer, more stringent environmental safeguards. As the big paper companies leave villages like Star Lake behind, locals face a long, slow fight to rebuild. Again, Sue Avery.
The people who have stayed are committed, and I think they realize the mill is not going to save everything.
Avery says people here have weathered bad times before, and they can weather bad times again. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Star Lake, New York.